Hello, Andrew, Zeta speaking. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. This is James. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, James. How are you?
I'm all fine. Thanks for asking. So, the thing is, this call is basically for the book publishing. A few weeks ago, you were just visited our website regarding about the book publishing. So, I need to confirm from your side, are you still looking for the book publishing services?
I'm confused, James, because somebody else called me a few days. Are you calling from Wiley?
No, I'm calling from Groove Publishers.
What was that? Could you spell that, please?
Okay. G is in George, R is in Robert, O is in Ontario, V is in Victor, and E is in Edward. Groove Publishers.
Okay, Groove.
Yeah.
I did not, you know, I'm very much interested in publishing.
Okay, how many books you have?
Pardon me?
How many books you have?
Well, I have 3, maybe 4, depending on how I edit them. And they're all they're academic books in philosophy.
Okay, perfect.
But the
great
thing is, I didn't ask anybody, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how you got my name. In other words, it's okay. You know, I don't mind that you're approaching me because I will eventually. I'm not ready to do it yet.
Okay.
But I will eventually be trying to find a publisher for these books.
Actually, the thing is, today the offer day in our company, and we are running an offer in our company. We will publish your one book in $299.
Well, that would be nice, James, but as I say, I'm not ready to do that yet. I need to do more work.
Okay.
I've been working on these books for, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 or more years now.
Okay.
And they're getting to the point, you know, where I'm ready to, you know, to shop them around in the hope of getting them published. But they're not ready yet, and I can't, you know, I made a mistake, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I approached, I think was...
What about the manuscript? Is it ready or not?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. The manuscript is not ready yet.
So no problem. We do have a dedicated writers in our company, so we will provide you the ghostwriting services as well. They will write your book according to your idea.
I know. That's what all you guys are telling me. But, you know, it's not. I'm not even ready to submit it for a ghostwriter.
Okay.
It's not to that point yet.
Okay.
And when it is ready, I won't need much ghostwriting help, you know, because I'm confident enough in my own writing ability. And I don't want to do it because I can't remember the name of the publisher now, but, you know, 3 or 4 years ago I submitted one of my manuscripts to a publisher. It's a very big publisher. I just can't remember the name now. It wasn't an academic publisher, but... And I got back, I submitted it to the publisher, even though it wasn't done, it wasn't ready for submission. But I thought at the time that, well, I'm new to this publishing game, you know? And I thought at the time, well, it looks like from what I've seen that publishers like to be approached and like to, you know, see get like submissions, chapters or parts of chapters, as well as summaries, to see whether they want to publish it, even if it's not finished. So I made the mistake, as it turns out, then of submitting a part, you know, one of the chapters from my books, one of my books, you know, to this publisher, and they came back to me and said, this is bad. This nobody will read this. It's no good. And I had to agree that it wasn't good, but it was also not finished, and I knew it wasn't finished. So ever since then, I've determined, well, I guess I better not submit manuscripts to publishers unless they are done to my satisfaction. So that's why I don't want to start anything with Grove or with Wiley or with, there's other publisher, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, LLC Writers, I think was the name of it, that published, that approached me too. So anyway, that's the story, James. You know, I appreciate your calling, and I'm glad to know. In fact, you know, can you give me a direct line phone number that I could reach you at when I'm ready to publish?
Sure. No.
Are you free? Yeah. Hello?
I'm here to assist you. Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
I'm saying you can call me back on the same number that you have showing in your phone and ask for the James Cooper. I'm here to assist you, no problem.
I don't have that number showing on my phone. My phone doesn't do that. So.
Okay, just bear with me. Let me give you the number.
Please. I'm ready.
Okay, 315.
315.
634.
634.
6618.
6618. Okay, I appreciate that, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
You know, when I'm ready to
manuscript.
Book. So yeah, when the manuscript is ready, you know, to submit to you.
Sure.
And that
sure.
should be, you know, for 2 or 3 months, I figure still, but.
Perfect.
I'm not totally sure about that, so.
Perfect.
I appreciate this information, and I appreciate your calling me, but
the
truth is what I've just been explaining to you, that I'm just not ready to...
No problem. You can just call me on this number and ask for the James Cooper. Usually we are not answering over the call on this number, but you were just asking about the James Cooper. Then they will transfer your call to me, okay?
Okay. What is your last name, James?
Cooper.
Could you spell it Cooper, is it?
Yeah, C-O-O-P-E-R, Cooper.
Okay, yeah, I've got that.
Okay.
Okay, James, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day, bye.
You too, bye.
Bye.